Let us pray. O God, may your name and your name only be praised. Amen. So I want you to take a moment and think about your name. Your given name, your middle name, your married name, your nickname. Think about where it comes from, how you came by it, what it means, what stories it connects you to. Think about your name. Names have this immense power. Not everyone's name is particularly special or unique, but chances are you have even the smallest detail of a story connected to your name. I've long wished that my name, at least my first name, had more significance. Jared, other than meaning blessed, really only came to me because my mom thought it sounded nice. She had a friend who named her child Jared, and so she went with a different spelling, but nonetheless, I was Jared. My middle name has a little more significance, Paul. Paul, not the apostle, though I like to think that maybe there's a connection. Paul, after my grandfather who had 6 children himself while he was a missionary doctor in India, had 20 grandchildren, many of whom have his name either as first or middle. Paul, who cured the sick and delivered babies and to this day has a clinic named after him in central India where he served. Paul, a good family name, a good legacy and a story. My last name is significant too. You know, many of you, that I have a hyphenated last name, Weber and Johnson. My wife, Erin, is a Weber of a fairly robust line of Webers going all the way back to Germany. And she was the only child of an only son in a family of 3. And raised in part by her grandparents when her mother was sick when she was young. And so Erin decided at a very early age that whenever she got married, she was going to at least keep or hyphenate her last name to keep that part of the family name alive. And so to honor that decision and to have a shared last name, we hyphenated. Names. They have depth and meaning. Your name. Your children's name. When we named our sons, we were actually surprised by Jude, and so we weren't prepared. We had never thought about this. We had no list of names. And we knew immediately that picking a family name would be contentious, but we wanted to honor our fathers, both of them, and to pick a name that maybe spoke to both of their most beloved attributes. Some of you have heard me tell this before. Both of our fathers were fond of lost causes in the best possible way. They took care of whomever passed through our town that needed help, and through Aaron's town when they needed help. And so we thought we would name Jude after St. Jude the Obscure, Jude the patron of lost causes. And we thought that was pretty appropriate. And when Simon came along, we thought it only natural to give him the name of the saint who was martyred alongside Jude, St. Simon the Zealot, who was passionate for the cause of Christ, who was never short on words to speak, who, legend tells us, traveled with Jude, exhorting him to greater and greater goodness in the world. Sometimes we wish we hadn't named him Simon. He eats breakfast with one leg out of his chair and one hand raised, always telling us the next thing. He narrates the world. What is your name? What is the name that travels in your family? This morning, the lessons, all of them, are redolent with stories of the name, not just any name, but the name. The Old Testament lesson gives us this Aaronic blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. For you are my people. I will give you my name. The people are known by the name which cannot be spoken. So powerful it is that the psalmist says, how great is your name in all the earth that you've given to us this name. And then in the New Testament, we hear this passage in Philippians where we understand that the name of God came into a person, and that person did not follow the path of power, but emptied himself and took on the form of a slave and showed us how the name of God is to be lived among mortals. Not with glory and honor and might, but in humility. And then in the Christmas story, it is still Christmas after all, if you couldn't tell by looking around. In the Christmas story that we heard on Christmas Eve here in this space and around the world, the story of the birth of one who would exemplify to all of us this way of humility. And except in the Christmas Eve story, we stop at the last verse. We are not given a name. Just that one who is born. And this morning we hear that when the time came for him to be circumcised, he was named Yeshua, Deliverer, Savior. Great power will come from this one to lift up the lowly, to rescue the weak, to care for the downtrodden, to forgive sins, to heal, to bless. And the church knows that that name is significant in so many ways that we give it to each of us. Each of us carries with us the name of Jesus. We carry with us the blessing of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the self-emptying and humble way of Jesus from our baptisms forward. We carry that identity and that name with us. One of my favorite radio stations I used to listen to when I lived in Seattle ran a story recently about an artifact, a family heirloom that had been rediscovered. Maybe you saw the story. It's a piece of cotton cloth, a sack actually, that has been embroidered with the story of the heirloom. Embroidered by the great-granddaughter who had kept it into at least the 1930s or 40s, maybe past, and it's dated 1921. It says, Rose, my great-grandmother Rose, gave this sack to her daughter, my grandmother, Ashley, when she was sold at auction at the age of 9. In South Carolina. Ashley and Rose, the names kind of stand out to you on the sack. And she gave the sack, and in it contained a handful of pecans, the story says, a tattered dress, and a lock of Rose's hair. And the words were given with it. This sack is full of my love. And I give it to you that you have it always. Ashley, wherever she went, so precious was that sack that she took it with her. And the story must have been told over and over again such that the great-granddaughter memorized it, committed it to heart, and stitched it onto the fabric of that cloth. It's a story that speaks to us about our own being named and blessed and imbued with power beyond understanding to serve the least and the lost. For we have been named with Christ. We carry the name of Jesus. And just like that sack, it carries with it all God's love, always, wherever we go. Let that blessing be upon you this morning as we begin a new year and a new day together. That we have been given power and glory beyond understanding in being given the name of Jesus. We have been given love, the depths of which we can never plumb. It goes with us always. And in it is the power to change the world, to speak against injustice, to be zealous in helping others, to stand up to power, to help the downtrodden, to never back away or hide our eyes when we see injustice. For such you have been named with Jesus. Amen.